on the national scene as well. I've been getting a lot of requests lately from people about social media marketing, about customer service, about how can they grow their business. We'll get into a lot of that today. A lot of it I'm still researching for future shows, making sure that when we come to you with things like that, that we're bringing you the best content possible. And, of course, as with every program here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, we have the archive section on our website. Many of these programs are taped and are available for viewing, at your leisure, where you can see the host and their guests. So hopefully you'll take advantage of that. But the content is always around on the archive section. Make sure you check it out because there's a lot of great programming here at Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I don't want you to miss any of that. So make sure that you're getting out there and paying attention to some of the other shows. We've got a lot going on here. We've got accountants. We've got lawyers. We've got a sports show. We have home improvement people, home inspection people. So make sure that there's something there for everybody. If you're listening to the program right now, chances are you're doing that on a computer or on your smartphone or tablet. And we want you to know that you can be also listening on the go at WHCRDB. And what we would like you to do on all of our programs is if the program has a Facebook page, like and follow that page. And this way you'll get updates before the show airs on what is some of the topics that they'll be talking about on their shows. I usually put something out either the day of the show or something midweek if I have a guest coming up to let you know what's coming up on our show. I do want to make one program correction from last week. I've been broadcasting for 35 years, working in radio and television, and if there's one thing I can't stand, it's when I get something wrong, when I make a mistake on the air. And last week, I thought that I had the name of the gentleman from UNC Charlotte who had subdued the shooter but ultimately died. And there was a couple seconds there where I must have looked very lost on the air because I didn't. I couldn't recall his name. I didn't have it written down. So the young man who ended up being a hero in the UNC Charlotte shooting and probably saved several lives in that classroom, his name was Riley Howell. He was 21 years old. He was buried with full military honors the other day because he was an ROTC student at UNC Charlotte. So, again, my apologies to the Howell family. I very rarely make mistakes like that on air, and that burned me up all week that I was unable to find Riley's name when I was talking about the shooting on the UNC Charlotte campus. And, of course, this week we have another shooting in Colorado at a high school. This appears from initial reports that there was a two students, a male and a transgender student, who I guess had enough of being bullied and acted out as a result. And last week when I talked about the shooting at UNC Charlotte and many of the other shootings, we talk about mental illness. I think bullying has to be part of the conversation as well, because people will reach their breaking point at some time. And I think that we're not doing enough to combat bullying. We're not doing enough to educate kids on the harmful effects of bullying. And, for the person, what we see very often, and I'm sure some of our counselors that have programs on the air could talk to this probably better than I can, but what we see very often is that the person who's being bullied does one of two things. They either act out against others, as it was the case here in Colorado this week, or they harm themselves, both of which are totally unnecessary because, we don't have to be that type of society where we bully people all the time to make ourselves feel better, I guess. But you don't understand the mental anguish that you're causing these people. And when I hear stories of 10-year-old, 13-year-old, taking their own lives, I just look at all the promise that they would have had that's being wasted. And I think that it's time that this country has, not just the country, but state by state, county by county, town by town, school by school, we start having these conversations where, bullying is no longer an accepted practice. And I don't know how it starts, where it starts, when it starts, but it has to end sooner rather than later. So hopefully that discussion can get started. And if it's not going to start in your schools and it's not going to start on your towns and your counties and your states and on a national basis, it can certainly start in your homes. So I would encourage you to talk to your children both ways. Are they the ones who are doing the teasing, or are they the ones being teased? And very often I will tell you that the kids who are being teased aren't going to tell you about it. You know, so you have to probe. You have to ask questions. It's not enough to ask them, how was your day today? You've really got to dig deep for the answers that you seek. I know for me, as a kid from first grade all the way through high school, I was one of the kids that was always teased, picked on, abused, beat up, bullied. You know, call it whatever you want. I knew that I was stronger in my character and that I wouldn't be with these people forever. And it's actually in an upcoming book that I'm writing. There's a chapter about this and how it actually helped me become a better person, both on a personal level and on a professional level. And when I made that pivot point that made that decision that I wasn't going to allow myself to be bullied anymore, my life got a whole lot better. Making the kids understand this, making the kids who are being bullied understand that, you know, this does not go on forever, that, you know, and that changes may need to be made, could be huge in their lives and hopefully prevent any other acting out either in a violent manner or towards others or towards themselves. So hopefully, and I hope that we can, as a station, bring in some guests who can talk to this subject a little more educated than I am. And we can start creating a movement from this station to your homes, in this town, in this county, state, etc. At this time of the show, it's the business quote of the week. It's brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. This week it comes to us from the co-founder of Carbon Made. His name is Spencer Fry. I like this one because he says, "No more romanticizing about how cool it is to be an entrepreneur. It's a struggle to save your company's life and your own skin every day of the week." Now, if you talk to small business owners, you know, when you get together at the cocktail party, a lot of times people say, "Oh, that's so nice. You're your own boss. You have your own business. You don't have to answer to anybody." And the person may shake their head and say, "Yeah, that's right. I own my own business. Everything's always rosy." What they don't tell you is, you know, the struggles that they have to collect payments from customers, to pay their vendors, to make payroll every other week, to take on more work, to, you know, the problems and the struggles that they have with employees. So it's not always as rosy as it seems, and we don't have to romanticize it, as Spencer Fry says when he says, "No more romanticizing about how cool it is to be an entrepreneur. It's a struggle to save your company's life and your own skin every day of the week." When we talk about internet companies and internet competition and how Amazon has just about seemingly anything for sale, we forget about the little guy, the mom and pop shop on Main Street, the mom and pop shop in the malls. And, you know, it's easy to sit behind our computer and shop all day long, but we forget about the guy who's, you know, put his life into the business, and the woman who put their lives into their business. And then the same product or a very similar product is for sale online. It's dropped off at your door within 2 days rather than going to the store. Making a connection with that business owner and helping them not only provide a lifestyle for their family, but also help their employees. I love the quote that came on the SiriusXM NASCAR channel when Dave Moody interviewed Jack Roush. When he interviewed Jack Roush a couple years ago, he said, "How many mortgages do you pay?" And Jack thought about it for a minute, and he says, "Well, I have 514 employees in my race shop, so technically I would pay 514 mortgages." And what he basically meant was that the people doing their work were getting their paycheck from Jack. And so he was contributing to helping to pay the mortgages, the rents, the things like that, the tuitions. And that's the same thing for a small business here in Flemington, in Clinton, anywhere in Hunterdon County. You know, these people have lives outside of the business, and they have families, and they're trying to provide for them. And so rather than sending your money to a 100 billionaire Jeff Bezos at Amazon, why not spend your money locally for a similar product? Get out of your house, get off your phone, get off your computer, get off your tablet, and go visit a small business. It'll make a world of difference in their life and hopefully in yours as well. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gonneau, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me as we get together every week at this time to talk about business. And one of the topics that has been coming up a lot lately in many of the stories I've covered over the last couple of months was how with social media marketing, it would be great if you could get a influencer to mention your product, to wear your product, to endorse your product. So picture somebody like, and I'm not saying this is the best example, but picture somebody like Kim Kardashian. I believe she has 10 million Instagram followers or Twitter followers. So if you designed a handbag and she wore that handbag to a gala or some red carpet event, and they say, oh, who's your handbag by? Well, that's by, you know, Jill Smith. All of a sudden, Jill Smith is going to be making more handbags than she knows what to do with because she's an influencer. People want either to be like her or to have the same things as her. That's how Kate Spade, you know, that brand, you know, took off years ago. One celebrity wore it. Next thing you know, everybody had to have it. But what about a brand ambassador? You know, how do you find a brand ambassador for your business? Now, when you think of relying on other people on social media to market your small business, you probably think of those influencers that I mentioned before. And while influencers can play a helpful role in building your brand's online presence and reach, it's vital to not forget about brand ambassadors in the process. Now, brand ambassadors are much different than an influencer, and they probably already shop with your business. A brand ambassador is someone who acts as an extension of your small business and represents you in the public space. This person fully endorses your product or services and is an official embodiment of your corporate identity. This is in comparison to an influencer who just posts ads for your company. So here's a quick guide to finding a small business brand ambassador to increase traffic to your website and promote your business. First, you want to identify someone who is loyal, respected, and popular. Now, for instance, I have one gentleman. He was my seventh customer when I opened 10 years ago. Probably the most loyal person I've ever met. He has brought a ton of business our way in his industry. He volunteers on a fire department. He tells everybody he knows about us. Now that his daughters are involved in sports and other activities, he's telling those leagues about us. Just a phenomenal guy and a true brand ambassador. So thanks to the wonders of the online world, finding a brand ambassador isn't as difficult as you may assume. The first people you should consider may be your loyal customers, respected community members, or popular employees. Sometimes you have employees in your hire that are well-known throughout the community. They are on various boards. They sit on different committees. They're just well-known, well-liked, popular folks in the community, and they're working for you. Use them to your advantage and have them help market your business, whether it's wearing your shirts, talking to organizations to drum up business, you know, having that elevator pitch ready to go, talking about what it's like to work for you, things like that. That's huge. Your loyal customers are probably your number one source. And then you may want to create a referral program that helps them either earn money or discounts at your store. Now, is there someone who consistently supports your small business who you can cultivate into an ambassador? What about someone you know in your local community who virtually everyone else admires? Do you have an employee who stands out among the rest? If the answer to any of those questions is yes, then you already are on your way to finding your first, if not second and third, brand ambassadors. Choose someone with relevance, with connections, and with creativity. Your brand ambassador should be relevant to your target audience. The person you choose should have a following of people who may be interested in what your business offers. He or she should also have a substantial network of colleagues and followers that can boost your company's image. Additionally, your brand ambassador should have a favorable reputation. After all, this person will then be representing your company, so you want someone who people trust and respect. And you want to give this person a couple of freebies. And that could be everything from a t-shirt to a discount. If you're a restaurant, maybe you comp them a meal. But once you find someone who is a good fit for your business, you provide that person with a few products or services. This is necessary whether this individual is a loyal customer or completely new to your company. Providing a potential ambassador with a free sample is a first good step to building a relationship based on goodwill. And you want to start that relationship right. So if your goal is to find more ambassadors in the future for your small business brand building endeavors, you must make sure that you treat your first one correctly. Your relationship with your ambassador should be symbiotic. When your ambassador does something to promote your company, you should return the favor. You may decide to provide this person with free products and or a monetary incentive like a reward or a referral system. Additionally, you should promote this individual on your social media profiles and website. Taking care of your first ambassador will make him or her want to stick with you in the long run. Creating a brand ambassador program is one of the most effective marketing strategies in today's world. When you find the right people to represent your company, it will improve your profit and your reputation. We're going through this right now at our store, Crown Trophy of Flemington. Quick little backstory is I went to a college called Salem College in West Virginia. By the time we got to our 100th anniversary, the school was running out of money. They merged with a Japanese university and renamed the school Salem Teikyo University. A few years later, because they added international studies, it became Salem International University. And then just last year, it was renamed to Salem University. So in the span of about 30 or 40 years, the school has now had four names. But I only identify with Salem College. I don't identify with the other three schools because I didn't go there during those administrations. And I realized that I visited a friend's house. We were watching a football game, and he was wearing his Notre Dame sweatshirt. Another friend comes over. He's wearing his Rutgers sweatshirt. And I had nothing to identify with my school. So I asked my screen printer at the time. Now my son is doing all our apparel. But I asked my screen printer at the time, if I got you a logo, would you be able to create a sweatshirt of my college? And he said, sure. Now, by the time we got done with artwork and everything else, the first sweatshirt cost me about $125. But to me, it was worth it because I finally had something that I could call my own to represent my school. I posted on Facebook, and the next thing you know, alumni from the school are calling me up, emailing and saying, I want one. And in the first run, we probably sold about 35 sweatshirts. And all of a sudden people started posting on Facebook that they had gotten their sweatshirt. This was like that old Wella Balsam commercial, and so on and so on and so on. Now we've had to create an online store where alumni can now order all kinds of apparel, Christmas ornaments, coffee mugs, and we're adding items, you know, every week. And the hope is, because we've added a fundraising component, that we're going to be able to help offset the cost of an alumni honors hall. The brand ambassadors here, this is taking on a life of its own. People just started this week getting their packages of sweatshirts, T-shirts, ornaments, and mugs, and now they're starting to promote them, and they're thanking Crown Trophy of Flemington, and they're thanking, you know, me personally for starting this initiative. And that's kind of how a brand ambassador program works. These people like the product. They're out there saying, hey, just got my coffee mug. Hey, just got my Christmas ornament. Hey, just got my T-shirt, sweatshirt. And more people are saying, I need to order this stuff. You know, where can I order this? And so we're going to have to reopen the online store again in a few weeks. And it just goes to show how word of mouth and that influencer or brand ambassador type influence will work for you to help grow your business and sell more product. I'll keep you posted on how this is going, but we had one gentleman wrote a letter for an alumni newsletter that's coming up. Now, he went to my college, eventually went to Harvard Law School, and then wrote a letter back to our school saying how his sweatshirt made all the difference. He bought a sweatshirt during homecoming and basically told the same story I did, that he had no connection to the school, and then, you know, happened to buy a sweatshirt at homecoming, and it made all, his title was "The Sweatshirt Made All the Difference," because he wore that sweatshirt on the Saturday and Sunday of homecoming, and even though he's a lawyer and the typical uniform of a lawyer would be a suit and tie, he wore his Salem College sweatshirt to work on Monday and said he would have worn it on Tuesday had he not had a pretty important meeting. But the sense of pride he had in his undergraduate school and wearing that sweatshirt and making that connection back to the memories that he had made all the difference in the world. So as a business, I want you to know there are opportunities everywhere. Not everybody's going to be able to, you know, create sweatshirts from a renamed college or something like that, but look for those opportunities. Create your own economy, and there are opportunities everywhere. Don't think that just because you have a set customer clientele that another group of people whom you don't even know and who don't know you aren't out there waiting for your product. So you have to look under every rock, you know, search every farmhouse, outhouse, henhouse, doghouse, as Tommy Lee Jones said in The Fugitive, and make sure that everybody knows the three W's about you, who you are, where you are, and what you do. You know, and if you can find somebody, you know, I'm willing to bet that everybody listening that either owns a business, works in a business, has customers that they know have the influence or who love their product, love their service, and are willing to go, you know, far and wide and tell people about it. Maybe you print up coupons offering 10% off a first order, and you get that in the hands of these brand ambassadors, and you have them hand it out. And then in exchange for that, it's 25% off their next order. Or if it's a restaurant, maybe it's a free meal for their family. The cost is low, but the reward could be very high. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about why getting Google reviews matters for your business. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of its co-founders saying today that Facebook should be closed by the government. In an op-ed in the New York Times, co-founder Chris Hughes says CEO Mark Zuckerberg is, in his words, not accountable, and the government should break up the social media giant.
The reason that I'm speaking out is because I think Facebook has become too big, too powerful.
Hughes speaking there to NBC News following his op-ed piece and saying it's become clear that the Facebook that exists today is not the Facebook that he and Zuckerberg founded in 2004. The latest from Speaker Nancy Pelosi is that the House will proceed cautiously on the possible impeachment of President Trump, saying on Capitol Hill this morning, impeachment is one of the most divisive things you can do. Earlier this week, she'd suggested that Trump is trying to goad Democrats to impeach him because he knows it's so deeply divisive. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
And I've been taking care of business every day.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Again, so glad you could join me as we get together every week at this time, as we've been doing for about the last 7.5 years. Hopefully, some of the information that I provide you with on this program is things that you can implement in your business. I did want to mention that coming up later this year, I'll be releasing a new book called The Action Plan. And over the course of the next few weeks, I'll probably be introducing, you know, bits and pieces from that, chapters from it. I've been asked by several people to write a book on the teachings that I do when I consult with businesses, kind of creating a playbook for employees, if you will. That book hopefully will be out August, September timeframe, somewhere around there. And what this is designed to do is, this is a self-study, if you will, of your personal habits and as they pertain to work. And, you know, so sometimes it's written for the owner and the boss, and sometimes it's written for the employee, but ultimately it's written for everybody to make their companies better. So hopefully, again, we'll get that out and start introducing some of the topic material chapter by chapter in the coming weeks. Again, this show is your show. And what I want is, if you can email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com or text me or email me at the store, what I'm looking for is what topics are important to you as you run your business or as you're an employee in a business that we can help you with. And I'll do the research. If I don't already know it, I'll do the research and then come back to you on the program and hopefully help you out as you try to make your business and grow your business better. All right, the next story is why getting Google reviews matters for your business. And I've had conversations with people that go both ways. Sometimes a person gets a bad review and they fly off the handle and they say, I can't believe someone said this about me and it shouldn't be anonymous. They should have to sign their name. And how do I know how to respond? Or they respond back and they just blast the person, which is the wrong way to do it. But Google reviews are important for a number of reasons. And as a business owner, you likely enjoy knowing that people enjoy your products or services. That said, you may not respond to the reviews that you receive, or you may not encourage your customers to leave you a quick review breaking down what they like most about your brand. Reviews can be one of the most important elements to building your brand and bringing in more customers. Reviews matter. One reason that potential customers need to have a solid idea of the type of online visibility or the type of customer experience you offer is that reviews can boost your online visibility in regard to search engine ranking. More than ever, today's customers want to save time and money. Knowing your business's reputation can let them know whether they should check out your site and everything on it or keep scrolling to one of your competitors. Also consider that while you may have the best marketing and advertising materials, consumers will trust the words of people who have done business with you already. After all, customers have no stake in your business, which means they're more likely to be 100% honest. Even if a review doesn't turn a customer into a consumer into a customer, a single review could be the thing that makes someone go to your site to get a better feel for your value. So let your customers help you. Now that you have a better idea about the overall importance of the reviews, How do you make it easy for customers to leave a few kind words for all to see on your Google My Business page? First, recognize the fact that customers like doing a minimum amount of work. That means giving them clear and concise instructions on how and where to leave a review and any specific information you'd like for them to leave. Because consumers can use so many different review sites, let customers know which review platforms you prefer. Some may work better for you in your industry than others. When people check out in your brick-and-mortar store, ask if they'd be willing to leave you a positive review. For online transactions, see if shoppers wouldn't mind writing a few kind words about their online shopping experience before they close the transaction window. But you also have to prepare for a negative review. No matter what lengths you go to take great care of your customers, you can't please everyone. Some people don't need any prompting whatsoever to leave you a downright nasty review, and they're often all too willing to spread that review on social media. Now, when this happens, respond to the review, but do it in a professional manner. Reach out to the individual to see if there's anything you can do to turn the situation around or explain something that may not have been clear to the person, which may have triggered a miscommunication that led to the bad review. In essence, take control of the situation, but do it again in a professional, calm manner. It's also good practice to respond to all reviews that come in for your business. This demonstrates to customers and potential customers that you're listening to feedback and constantly strive to stay on top of the feedback you receive. It leaves a good impression with customers to know that you're listening. Google reviews can open the door to new business, so be sure you're always keyed into what people are saying about you, good or bad. This is one of those times when setting up Google alerts for you personally, for your business, is important, because anytime your name appears somewhere, you're going to want to know about it. And it's not a bad idea to go on different sites like Manta, Yahoo, Google My Business, etc., and just check out your profile periodically to make sure that something isn't out there that you haven't addressed in 2 or 3 weeks. You're going to want to make sure that you're always mindful of your image and your reputation. So don't let that get away from you. And if you can't do it, then find an employee or somebody who will for you, so that if something negative comes up, you can address it immediately. I had a situation the other day. For 6 years, I've been told that I have to have my knee replaced, and I keep putting it off as long as I possibly can. So over the last 2 weeks, my knee was killing me. I could barely walk. Now it feels great, so don't ask me what changed. And I looked up the name of the doctor that I've already met with. He's already treated my knee several times with injections and physical therapy. And I realized that this gentleman, who is very well respected in the medical community, he's the one that doctors are referring patients to, had a 2.3 out of 5-star rating. And I kind of knew what the reason was, but I wanted to see what people were saying. And in all of the reviews, nobody said anything about his medical skills. He was fine. He fixed their problem. They all complained about his bedside manner, how he's rude, how he's arrogant, how he's, you know, self-aggrandizing. That didn't bother me, because he's such a good doctor, I put my faith in him. A friend of mine had her hip replaced with him, and he took a before x-ray and an after x-ray. He woke her up from anesthesia, or in the recovery room, and said, "We have to go back in. I don't like the fit of the piece that I put in. We're gonna fix it, but I wanted to get your consent first." And he did. She was back under anesthesia for another hour or so, came back out, and she's had absolutely no problems. I would much rather have a doctor working on me like that than someone who just did the work and let me suffer for the next 10 years. So he is conscientious. And, yeah, he is a bit, of an egotistical, individual. But, man, you can't beat his skills. So I look at those reviews and I say 2.3, and nobody's complaining about his medical skills. They're all complaining about his bedside manner. I'll deal with that. My wife complained initially about him and said, he was a little arrogant. And I said, look, he's very good at what he does, and I'd rather go to the doctor that graduated first in med school, who stayed in his room and studied and put in the hours, than the guy who graduated last and went to all the parties. Remember, the person who graduates last in med school is still called doctor. But I would, when it comes to my legs and my health, I'd prefer to go to the best. So, I'll deal with a 2.3 review. So when you get these reviews, and when you're looking at these reviews, you also have to look at the comments. Don't just look at 2 stars, 1 star, 3 stars. why are people saying that? You know, and hopefully the business owner can respond in a professional manner and explain it away. And if not, then maybe you have to choose somewhere else to go. Let's talk about adding video to your marketing strategy. It is one of the fastest growing trends in marketing, and one that is probably the most effective, more so than a newsletter, more so than an email, more so than a static picture. Video captures people's attentions, and video marketing is more than just a fad. If you have yet to jump on this popular strategy, you're missing out on potential web traffic. With just a cell phone camera and a few good ideas, you can add a slew of content that customers are sure to notice, and you want to get feedback on your video. So customer testimonials are a fantastic way to get people interested in what you have to offer. Now, if you get good comments after completing a job, see if the person would be willing to speak up on video. You can even improvise on the spot. Find a seat with good lighting, pull up a camera app on your phone, and start recording. If you collect enough of these brief clips, you can compile a massively effective testimonial video. Use product demonstrations. If you sell a particular product, there is no easier way to convince people of its value than to show it. Some customers may hesitate to buy something, especially online, if they're not 100% sure that it solves their problem. A video can show these people exactly how your product works and then convert into a yes. You can also create relevant how-to videos that relate to whatever your field you're in. Think about the kinds of things that would interest your ideal customer and showcase your expertise. You want to basically transform your text into video. So take a look at your website. If you've got pages with large blocks of text, you might want to consider bringing those words to life. Web visitors are more likely to hit play on a short video than they are to sit and read for several minutes. Not only can you get across a lot of information this way, but you also can give a customer a first taste of who you are. And then you can let people get to know you. Your personality can be your biggest selling point. Customers want to see that you know what you're talking about, but that you're also a kind, relatable human being. Spotlight some of your employees with fast-paced Q&As about fun and interesting topics, or take your camera behind the scenes to show customers what the day-to-day grind is like at your office. People like being able to put a face to a name, so give them the chance to know you, and they'll be more likely to trust you with their business. And embrace live streaming. We're doing it right now. This is live stream on Facebook. Are you on social media? Well, if you're not, you probably should be, because live streaming is a trend that continues to pick up speed on Twitter and Facebook. It's a great way to connect with your customers. The basic concept involves you going on camera live while viewers send in questions via text chat. You can use these live streams to beef up your social media content and gain a more extensive following. Don't let videos intimidate you. Small business video marketing continues to grow every year, and it's worth the time and effort to figure it out. There are plenty of apps and cool software to help you put together something that stands out. Have fun with your creations and watch the fruits of your labor translate into more customers. So hopefully, and we're doing it at Crown Trophy, we're integrating more video, both stock video images and then some of our own that we shoot. As that rolls out, we get more and more engagement. So hopefully over the next couple of weeks, you'll see some more of that. And again, it'll translate into more customers for us. Easy to do. Don't overthink it and think you have to be Steven Spielberg to create a good 30-second video. Anybody can do it. The thing is, like Nike, just do it. It's very important in getting that engagement from your customers. We're starting to see trends in social media. Initially, it was text, and then it was a picture, and now it's video or an infographic. So as this keeps going on, what do people want? What do they have time for? Keep your videos short, 15 to 30 seconds. You know, and if you have to have a longer video to explain how a particular product works or how to set it up, that's something you can record separately and then put on your website. And maybe an introductory video showing the product and saying, now, if you want to see how this works, go to and list your website. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Oh, you lucky dog. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gannot, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and the host of Taking Care of Business every week at this time as we get together to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small, both here in Hunterdon County and on the national scene as well. We just talked a little bit about adding video to your social media marketing. Now let's talk about how social media engagement impacts your searchability. Now, social media platforms have taken over the internet, revolutionizing how people share information. The scope and availability of the web is a boom to small businesses if you know how to use it right. Now, with a carefully planned strategy, you can use the network of social media users to boost your business's ranking in search results and drive more traffic to your website. So what does social media entail? Now, due to the huge cultural and economic impact social media has on our daily lives, most people interact with it even if they don't have a personal account. News stations frequently reference it, and even political officials use platforms to state their opinions and policies. Sharing is one of the most important aspects to businesses. User interest can make a post go viral by racking up thousands of views and interactions. Previously unknown people can become celebrities overnight. It's this explosive growth that many companies want to take advantage of, but it's important to remember that gradual growth has its own merits. Consistent sharing can build a loyal online community, which may be more useful in the long run. So what is SEO in relation to social media? And SEO, if you're not familiar, stands for Search Engine Optimization. It's basically what drives traffic to your website. Social media may be the vehicle, but search engine optimization is the destination. The goal of small business SEO is to enhance the search result ranking of your company's website. The better your ranking, meaning the higher your link shows up on the page, the more likely potential customers will see your site. SEO usually accomplishes this by incorporating related search words into your website content. This increases your page's relevancy and makes it more likely that the search engine algorithm will favor your pages. Now, how is your social media presence related to your search ranking? Some search engines, such as Bing, take a company's social media presence directly into account when assigning a ranking. The larger the presence, i.e. the more followers you have, the more likely a company is to receive a high ranking. By contrast, Google has explicitly stated that it doesn't directly incorporate social media presence into ranking considerations. Since Google searches accounts for over 60% of all internet searches, this is significant. It's also significant that even though there's no direct consideration, studies reveal a correlation between larger social media presences and higher rankings. So what gives? It's really all about the links. While Google doesn't count followers, the algorithms it uses do take into account the links leading to a business's website and how often they are clicked. That includes links posted on social media sites. Basically, the more people that share your links, the more positively it affects your ranking. So how do you get more shares? An effective approach is to earn links by producing content that people find interesting or useful. When people genuinely appreciate your content and feel other people would benefit from accessing it, that's called an organic share. The Google algorithm takes notice of how many people consider your link relevant and bump it up in their search rankings. So, again, I can't understate how social media is important to business. And a few years ago, I sat on a panel, and the question was asked, is social media necessary for your business? And this goes back about 5 or 6 years. There were six of us on the panel. Each of the members of the panel all said no. Stick with your current advertising plan. Stay in the yellow pages, even though that was starting to wane, but go with your current marketing. They weren't really hepped up on even doing email newsletters. And as it went down the panel and finally got to me, I finally said, I have to disagree with what everybody just said. Social media is the wave of the future. It's basically the TV network of the future. And, you know, so if you're not on Facebook and you're not on Instagram and you're not on LinkedIn, you're missing great opportunities to promote your business for free. And you can do paid ads, which are very effective as well, and target your demographics that you want to hit. But you've got to have that social media presence. And so many businesses still don't, and I just don't understand it. And so the gentlemen that were on the panel with me, when they were saying, no, social media isn't really going to be a big thing for business, failed to realize, and I made the point, that if you look at any kid today, 18 to 25, what are they doing at every minute of the day? They're looking on their cell phones, whether it's searching for product or connecting with their friends or looking at Facebook, looking at their Instagram pages. That's where you want to be. And so, you know, because they're going to be the buyers of the future, and we have to adapt to that. You know, if everybody's saying, well, I'll just go, when I need a TV, I'll go to Best Buy. Best Buy's out of business. If I need to rent a movie, I'll go to Blockbuster. Blockbuster's out of business. You know, if I need a screwdriver, I'll just go to Sears and get a Craftsman. Well, guess what, folks? Sears is either out of business or going out of business. And the Black & Decker brand bought the Craftsman brand. And that's why you find it in Ace Hardware stores. Adapt or die. Same principle when it comes to social media. Adapt or die. If you're currently not doing it, you better learn how. Because before you start blaming the internet and everything else for the failure of your business, you better look at your own marketing techniques. And if social media isn't part of that program, you're the reason that it failed. All right, let's talk about Mother's Day. It's coming up on Sunday, the greatest day of the year. We have to celebrate our mothers. So there's three marketing tips that you can do this today and still benefit from it. Three tips for your small business with regards to Mother's Day marketing, and you have until Sunday. So if there was ever a group of people that needs celebrating, it's mom. So with a day devoted specifically to them, it's no surprise that many small businesses use this time to work out new Mother's Day marketing strategies. Of course, you want to help your customers celebrate, but the best way is to make that lovely lady in their lives feel special. So these marketing ideas will let your customers know you care as much about them as they do. First, draw on sentimentality. Holidays thrive on sentiment, and Mother's Day is no exception. One good way to tap into all those positive feelings is through nostalgia. This can remind mothers of when their children were little, precious darlings, and your small business can help them reminisce through your advertising strategies. Reminding moms of their kids is fine, but don't just look at sons and daughters. Many moms have to think back to their own childhood and remember their own mothers. So if today's film and television releases have taught us anything, it's that nostalgia is a powerful tool that will get your customers' attention. Also, let's talk about a kid's corner. Now, while daddy may take care of the majority of Mother's Day shopping, one group of customers are often overlooked, and that's young kids who are just dying to put a smile on mom's face with the perfect gift. And small business owners can show them how. Many kids have set aside their allowance specifically to get mom a little something, and offering them special deals goes a long way to both generate sales and endear parents to your family-friendly business practices. So guide the children to specific low-cost items to ensure that they can get their mom a present that's affordable and just right. And, of course, number three, putting moms first. The biggest buyers during Mother's Day tend to be moms themselves, picking up gifts for grandma or their own daughters who've left the nest. This is your opportunity to thank those patrons who frequent your small business by sharing in the day's joy and celebrating their own motherhood. Promoting special deals or sales to mom shoppers will not only draw them in, but let them know you appreciate their business. So offering a simple, inexpensive gift to mothers who stop by, make a purchase, or sign a contract illustrates how important they are to you. Even small businesses that aren't retail-oriented can get in on the fun. Restaurants can hand out a free dessert to moms. Garages can extend service add-ons at no cost during their promotion. Every business has the opportunity to celebrate holidays with their customers, and Mother's Day is no exception. Being a small business means you work closely with people every day, and taking time to recognize that connection is something any mother would be proud of. Good luck, and make sure you don't forget mom on Sunday. In sports, the NBA playoffs are continuing, as are the NHL playoffs. In NASCAR news, New Jersey's own Martin Truex Jr. won last week's Gander RV 400 at Dover International Speedway. This week, the teams will head to Kansas Speedway for the Kansas 400 on Saturday night under the lights at 7:30 p.m. on FS1. Last Saturday saw Maximum Security win the Kentucky Derby. No, wait, this just in. An objection was called and reviewed, and for the first time in Derby history, the winning horse was disqualified for interference with another horse called Country House, named the winner, paying 65-1 odds. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe it can help you in your personal life when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have upcoming ideas or ideas for upcoming programming topics, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. For more information about me and my businesses, visit JimGano.com. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
Listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi at her weekly press conference with some strong words for the president.
I said yesterday that the president is almost self-impeaching because he is every day demonstrating more obstruction of justice and disrespect for Congress's legitimate role.
Her comments come as the House is gearing up for a floor vote to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress. At the White House on Thursday, President Trump taking some questions, and he was asked about the subpoena by the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee for his son, Don Jr.
The last thing he needs is Washington, D.C. He could rather not ever be involved. Remember, he said to me a long time ago when I was thinking about running, Dad, if I could help, let me know. It's not my expertise. It's not something I really like, but whatever I can do, you're my father, whatever I can do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance.
Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
President Trump is ready to go for the 2020 election. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Trump clearly eager to start campaigning for the 2020 election, talking about the currently still vast Democratic field at a campaign rally in Florida last evening.
He got some real beauties. Crazy Bernie. He got a choice between Sleepy Joe and Crazy Bernie. And I'll take any of them. Let's just pick somebody, please, and let's start this thing.
A Facebook co-founder says CEO Mark Zuckerberg is not accountable and government should break up the social media giant. In a New York Times op-ed out today, Chris Hughes writes that Facebook has gotten out of control. In an interview with NBC News following up on his op-ed, Hughes says it's become clear that the Facebook that exists today is not the Facebook we founded back in 2004.
The reason I'm speaking out is because I think Facebook has become too big, too powerful.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans.
Stalemate on denuclearization efforts. At the same time, though, a top American envoy is currently in South Korea for talks on how to get the nuclear negotiations back up and running. And Prince Harry heading back to work just days after wife Meghan Markle gives birth to their first child, son Archie Harrison Mountbatten Windsor. The Duke of Sussex has now flown off to the Netherlands to help get some events going towards the launch of the 2020 Invictus Games, which are sporting events where wounded veterans compete. Reminding you again, we're online. Anytime you want to check us out at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be talking about how you can develop an effective growth strategy for your business, how you can find a brand ambassador to represent your brand, why getting Google reviews matters for your company. I'll have five easy ways to add video to your marketing strategy, and I'll have three Mother's Day marketing tips for your small business. It's Thursday, May 9th, 2019. I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gannot, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in Huntington County and Flemington, and also on the national scene as well. Before we do that, we check the weather. It's currently 55 degrees at 12:05, and today it'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 55 degrees and a low of 51. For tomorrow, we're going to have thunderstorms likely in the morning, then more showers throughout the day and evening with a high of 75 and a low of 73. For Saturday, it'll be cloudy during the day with showers moving in during the evening, a high of 68 and a low of 47. And for Mother's Day Sunday, It'll be cloudy with showers throughout the day and evening with a high of 52 and a low of 46. And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently down 391.88 to 25,575.45 amidst tariff fears with the president. NASDAQ is down 97.43 to 7,852.67. The S&P 500 down 32.06 to 2,848.25. Oil down 73 cents to $61.39 per barrel. Gold up $4.50 to $1,285.90 an ounce. All right, well, welcome again, everybody. It is Thursday. It's a little after noon o'clock, and that means one thing. It's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio and WHCR-DB. Glad you could join me as we get together every week at this time to talk about issues that affect businesses, both large and small, here in Flemington and Hunterdon County. And